Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Toddler Practice Guide. Letters and symbols are everywhere. Learning that symbols and printed letters have meaning is an important early skill for toddlers. A look around your home and neighborhood will give you many opportunities to help your child begin to understand that a red sign with the word STOP on it means that a car or bus has to stop. You can help your child connect the word STOP and the color red in the sign with the stopping car. It won't take your toddler long to begin to learn that letters and symbols have meaning. This is what the practice looks like. Look at magazines and newspaper ads with your toddler. You can help him find signs, such as traffic signs, and symbols, such as a favorite fast food restaurant logo, that he recognizes, and help him learn that signs and symbols have meaning. Your child will benefit from these activities by developing an understanding that there is a connection between abstract symbols and letters and the objects they represent. Doing the practice. There are many opportunities in and around your home and neighborhood to help your toddler make the symbol-object connection. Begin by noticing what words or signs catch your child's attention. Is it the blinking open sign at the local store? Is it the flashing red stoplight at the street corner? Follow her lead by acknowledging what your toddler is noticing. I see you looking at the animal pictures. Explain what the signs mean. That sign says Deli Cafe, and it means that we can go in and have something to eat. The next time you see a sign in a store, point it out and remind her what it means. When a sign or symbol catches your toddler's eye, point to it and explain what it means. Here is an example of having fun with letters and symbols. 2.5-year-old Jonathan loves to ride his push car up and down the sidewalk and play the sign game. His mom has made several different signs. While Jonathan moves his car up and down the sidewalk, Mom stands in the middle and pretends to be the traffic director. When Mom holds up the stop sign, Jonathan stops. When she holds up the green sign, Jonathan goes. He loves this game and wants to play it as often as he can. How did Jonathan's mom know the practice worked? She asked herself these questions. Does Jonathan notice signs and symbols more frequently? Does he enjoy looking at signs he is shown? Does he ask about the signs and symbols he sees? If Jonathan's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided Jonathan with a fun and interesting literacy-rich experience. We hope you enjoyed Letters and Symbols Are Everywhere. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.